Do you feel in your energy that creates what you do not want? What do you notice that you are doing when you are creating some experience that you dislike?
I'm usually opposing in some way. Either opposing myself, or opposing situations or conditions, or opposing other people.
Or not giving allowance to to yourself to receive information or communication, what it's all about, that you feel uncomfortable.
And when you are uncomfortable, what do you do?
Push.
And forth.
Try to eliminate
being frustrated.
Yeah, not allow oneself to do something. Not pushing, but shutting down.
Yes. And this is the reason that it is important to be allowing yourself to pause, evaluate what you are doing, and pay attention to your energy and how it is being projected, and genuinely pay attention. For at times individuals think they are generating a positive energy, especially in relation to other individuals. Many times individuals think they are being helpful with another individual, and in actuality they are forcing. You think you are being helpful by offering information to another individual, but the other individual may not have requested information. You think you are being helpful when you are offering, or what you come to be giving, but many times that giving is not well received, for it was not requested. And in that, although your intention may be in your terms good, your energy is opposing. This is the reason that it is important to genuinely pay attention to what you are actually doing. What is your motivation? What is your payoff in whatever you are doing? For this offers you more information to engage different choices. It is also important to pay attention to what you are paying attention to. When you are concentrating upon a subject, or you are attempting to relax and small ones begin yelling and being very noisy and become irritating, what are you doing? What is motivating that irritation? You can easily identify what you do not like, but what is motivating your energy in those moments? Generally, if it involves other individuals, your first direction is the association that you want the other individual to engage some action different. You want them to stop, you want them to continue, you want them to change some expression. and that will satisfy you. But not precisely, for it is not what the other individual is doing, it is what you are doing and what you are presenting to yourself. What situation you are placing yourself within. What choices you are generating. If you are engaging an irritation in relation to another individual, it is not the other individual that is the matter or the subject. It is your irritation that is the subject, and what is motivating that, and why you are placing yourself in that situation. And many times your responses will be, I have to be in this situation. I have no choice. I have small ones in my home. I cannot leave them. And they irritate me. This is your perception. And this is the energy that you are projecting. You project the irritation, and your bubble pulls it to you. I do not like noise. Very well, your bubble will pull noise. For this is the energy that you are already projecting prior to any occurrence. Any occurrence in your experiences is not random. They are not accidents. They are all very precise. And this, just as I expressed previously in relation to the leprechaun, it does not concern itself with good or bad, or comfortable or uncomfortable. It merely answers you. I cannot do this yet. Very well. I will hold this in front of you. For however long you continue to express, I cannot do it yet. Cannot have this yet. I do not have this yet. Very well. It will always be in front of you. And you will not hold it, for this is your energy. I cannot, I do not, I will not. It is impossible. If your perception is that you cannot, you will not. Even if some element in your reality seems entirely impossible, it is not. It is your perception that is creating it to be impossible. You can. This is what you want to hear?
I want to hear it.
And you can.
I can and I shall.
No. Not I can and I shall. Not I can and I will. I can and I am.
Don't try.
It is a matter of creating a perception that you already have. You already have accomplished. You already are. And And once you can generate that perception, you do create with the hammer precisely when you want and what you want. For you are not doubting. You are not questioning. You are not concerning yourself with your subject. You are merely doing. And you accomplish. What interrupts the doing many, many, many times is thinking, which incorporates much more time. You can incorporate a tremendous amount of time thinking about what you want to do, and you do not do it. You merely think of it. The actual doing may incorporate perhaps several minutes. But the thinking can be generated for hours and hours and hours and days and years and so forth. And that interrupts your doing. This is the element of the balance. Paying attention to, yes, what you are thinking, but also balancing that with what you are feeling and what you are doing. For in paying attention to what you are feeling, you can discern if it is in harmony with what you are thinking. And that allows you to understand when your thinking is distorted or is not offering you a clear picture, or when it is not translating entirely accurately. And in that, you can move your attention to your feeling and your doing. For the thinking only incorporates information in relation to what you are paying attention to. Therefore, that is all the information that it can translate. Therefore, if you are not paying attention to what you are doing, it is not translating that information. And therefore, you are not reflecting in your thinking an accurate picture. You can be thinking that you want to incorporate a relationship. And you can think and think and think and wonder why you're not creating a relationship. You're not paying attention to what you're doing. Therefore, the thinking is merely translating the want. But it is not translating your energy, for you are not paying attention to that. You are paying attention to the thinking. Without that balance, you become confused and you feel as though you do not incorporate control. You are not actually creating. Experiences happen to you, or you happen upon them, but you are not actually creating them. And you are not actually in control of what is occurring to you. And this is how you slip into being a victim. But if you very simply incorporate moving your attention to these three elements of yourself, you offer yourself more accurate information that your thinking can translate. even when I express to individuals that they may be thinking excessively, I'm not expressing to any of you not to think. This is a natural action that you all incorporate, and it is highly effective and efficient. It is a matter of balancing that with the other elements and not moving your attention solely to the thinking to the exclusion of the other elements. That would be automatic pilot, in which you are doing, but you are unaware of what you are doing. And you are very unaware of what your energy is doing. Who may offer an example of some experience that they do not like? That we can examine what you are doing that creates that experience that you do not like, and offer other choices that may change that experience that you do not like.
Well, I have a perfect example.
Very well.
I just came back from Florida. It was a 10-day trip, and instantly I didn't like it. And it was a lot of it. It was just a city I just didn't like. So I continued, it just didn't jive with me at all. I didn't like it. But it got really bad in that my back got really affected by this strong dislike, to the point where I ended up unable to walk. It was so painful. And I just ended up not going anywhere. I did try to make myself like it, try to find something within it to like, but every time I went out, it just didn't sit right.
And what motivated you to continue to be there?
My plane ticket. You know, it's a very expensive, immediate, you know, if you have an overnight flight immediately the next day, it's quite expensive, so you just got to sit it out and wait until you're...
This is a perception of have to. I cannot. I have to continue. That's your first opposing energy. Another opposing energy is attempting to force yourself to like where you are when you do not. Therefore, you deny your preference. And the more you concentrate upon this dislike, the more intense it becomes. And it grows and grows and grows. And you become miserable. In this, by expressing to yourself initially, once you were aware that you were uncomfortable and that this was not your preference and that you dislike this location, you immediately denied yourself and expressed, "No, I cannot leave." You limited yourself in relation to money. You expressed lack. It is too much money. That is an expression of lack. You denied your own preferences. You denied yourself. And you opposed yourself. And this is the energy that you project. And your bubble is pulling very many experiences to it to match that energy of how much you disliked being in that area. And therefore you create manifestations to match that, and you create an intensity.
Mm.
Thank you for your example.
Yeah.
But you may view that in trusting yourself, listening to yourself, you could have easily altered that and avoided all of that discomfort by trusting that you are not lacking. You can change your ticket and you will be much more satisfied. Yes?
I have another example, which is not a special situation, but a situation that occurs to me several times, and I feel very uncomfortable in it. It's when talking to people, a casual talk, I sometimes don't know what to say. Just conversation down low, but it, and what hinders me is, what does the other think? What does interest him? Or do I want to talk to him? And very uncomfortable.
Very well. In this, there is also an opposing energy. You are denying yourself. You are concerning yourself with the perception of the other individual rather than acknowledging yourself and your contribution, and that it is worthy of sharing. Therefore, you also hesitate. But in this, you are generating a forcing of energy, for you generate an expectation of yourself that you must interact. If another individual is generating conversation, you should respond. You should be participating in the conversation. Many times in a conversation, an individual may not necessarily incorporate a response. It is quite acceptable to not respond, to allow yourself to respond when you are prompted to within yourself, but also to allow yourself to relax. And if you do not incorporate a response, accept that. The other individual will know that you are continuing to participate and pay attention. You are listening. It's not necessary to continuously be responding if you are not prompted to respond. Also, this can be a situation in the reverse. In the same energy, where an individual feels they should be responding and therefore they force themselves to be responding immediately, and subsequently they discount themselves for they did not want to say what they said, or they feel foolish. And in this, it is the same energy. It is a pushing of energy, a lack of allowance of your own natural flow of the energy, and you are opposing yourself, where you are moving in opposition to your own natural expression and forcing yourself to engage in a manner that may not necessarily be natural for you. And in this, that perpetuates you projecting your attention outside of yourself, in concern with what the other individual may perceive you as, and that creates anxiety and it is uncomfortable. Whereas if you are interacting with another individual in conversation and you allow yourself to relax and be comfortable within yourself, participating, paying attention to the conversation with the other individual, but also paying attention to you and what you are feeling, and in that allow yourself the freedom to respond when you want to, not that you have to. Yes?
Connecting to this, there's another scenario in which somebody says something and you don't like and you want to respond, but then you remember that last say that it's not your responsibility to change another person, or you know that what you're going to say is going to be intrusive to another person, or that's your perception that it might be intrusive, it may or may not be, and then you do not allow yourself to say stuff.
You are correct, and that is a denial, which would be another form of opposing energy. In that type of scenario, it is helpful to examine your motivation for your response. It is not unacceptable for you to respond if you dislike what another individual is expressing, and it is not necessarily intrusive for you to disagree with another individual and what they are expressing. But the manner in which you do it is what is important, for it is the motivation. If you are responding in reaction, you are generating a defensive energy, which is opposing. If you are prompted to respond to be correcting another individual, that is another opposing energy. If you are merely expressing your disagreement, but genuinely are acknowledging the other individual's perception that it is equally as real as yours, and their opinion is equally as valid as yours, it is not necessary that you agree, and it is not necessary that you deny your opinion and not express yourself, but knowing that your perception is right for you, but not necessarily for other individuals, for their perception is right for them also.
So basically express yourself.
Yes.
Whether or not you...
But recognize your motivation. For many times, you may feel a prompting to express yourself in a conversation with another individual that you disagree with. And once you recognize that that response would actually be born out of a defense or an attempt to correct or instruct the other individual, that prompting will dissipate. And you will feel no necessity to actually express what you may have expressed in reaction, for it becomes less important.
So you feel the initial twinge, and then you recognize it, and then you may or may not express yourself any further.
Yes.
And the twinge tells you what then?
When you question what your motivation therefore your response is, if it is merely a genuine disagreement, but you are not discounting the other individual and you are not defending you, therefore you're not actually projecting an opposing energy, you may choose to offer your response, but the energy with that will be very different, and it will not be threatening to the other individual, and they will know that. Or you may choose not to express at all, for you recognize that there is no necessity to defend your opinion or your position, and that it is entirely acceptable that it is different from the other individual. And you will feel neutral.
Neutral sounds a bit boring.
Not necessarily, it would depend upon the situation.
Right.
Neutral may be preferred to conflict. Yes?
I ask yourself, you said at the beginning of this discussion that we should pay attention to what we are thinking and then going what we are doing. You didn't say that much about the feeling part. You know, what is it with feeling? How do you feel? I can't grab it.
That would be dependent upon the situation.
For example, I take care of a little child which starts to cry because it doesn't like to listen to his voice or her voice. And I'm a considerate person. I like her or him to stop crying because I think the neighbors will be disturbed. So I will have a feeling.
Yes.
And
in that, it is important to evaluate what is this feeling and what is motivating it. In that scenario, what is motivating it more strongly than a preference is that you are concerned of how other individuals will perceive it. And that is more of the motivation than your lack of a preference. But this is a fine example for, this is an example of how you can cover an actual motivation by expressing that it is a preference. You can excuse certain energies and actions for that you express that it is a preference, when in actuality the preference is much smaller than the expectation and the concern that other individuals will perceive in a negative manner, and that will reflect upon you.
You got me.
Yes?
My example, if there's a meeting next month, a South Pacific Island business meeting, and when I heard about it last year, I wanted to go, and I was concentrating, focusing on, I'm the one who's going to be chosen, I'm going to be sent there, because I thought it would be fun, and it sounded good. I am now the one to be chosen, and I discovered that it's winter down there, the climate is horrible, the place is not as interesting as I thought, and I want to undo all this energy I've put into it for 8 or 9 months, within a couple of weeks, so that I'm not the one to go, somebody else goes, I don't want to go.
First of all, let me express to you, it matters not how long in time frame works, that you concentrate upon any particular subject. That does not set the experience in stone. You can change that energy in any moment. Therefore, regardless, you may have been incorporating and concentration upon a particular trip for many years and accomplish being successful of your example, and in a moment you can alter that energy. In generating the confidence that you did and expressing no doubt, I will go, I will be chosen. In that, you were already allowing yourself to be in the experience. And in that, you lacked doubt. And you accomplished. Now, apply the same in the other direction.
And practically, on Monday, I'm supposed to give my preferences for travel dates for leaving and coming back. Do I refuse to do that? Do I ignore? Or do I give them, still being confident that somehow I won't go?
It would be your choice, but if you genuinely do not want to interpret this trip, do not do it.
Well, having been designated, I cannot officially back out.
And I cannot change my ticket.
No, it's different. I have committed myself in an agreement, and I cannot break my agreement.
You see, I had an agreement with my husband that I would be there with him. So it was an agreement with him as well, which was a very strong motivation for me staying.
But you wouldn't lose
but
your
I
job.
Didn't want to.
You wouldn't lose your job if you quit.
No, but I potentially dent my marriage.
But you will not lose your job either.
And I think that even if I give the date, I just have the confidence that you say, but I'm
you can generate in that direction, or you can express what you want, that you do not want to go. And this is your choice. This, once again, is concerning yourself with outside expressions, concerning yourself with other individuals. You will not lose your job, and you know that. You
but
do know that.
I don't believe that saying I don't want to go would be the most effective way of producing that result. I don't believe that my boss would take that into consideration. Whereas, if I don't worry too much about how it happens, as I've done with other situations, mysteriously, some circumstances will cause a cancellation, I think. My main concern was
express in the same manner that you did when you created the success. No doubt.
What's good to know is what you said is that I don't have this accumulated credit of 9 months of energy that I have to cancel through intense...
Correct. No, it is not necessary. The energy is being expressed in the moment, and if you continue to express the same energy in consecutive moments, it will continue. But in the moment that you stop expressing that, you are not undoing. You did not generate the action of tying a knot, and now you must untie it. Once you move your attention in a different direction and are responding to a different want, the knot disappears.
But that doesn't work the physical weight, does it? Someone who accumulates an excess 15.